The Great Canadian Road Trip is about to get underway and swing through Saskatchewan with Doc Walker, Jason McCoy, and my very special guest today, Michelle Wright. Michelle, thanks for taking time and talking with us today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me to come and have a chat.
You've been making music for, gosh, over 35 years. Growing up, do you ever remember, was there like an oh wow moment where you went, I want to do music? Or was there even a moment like that?
You know, I grew up around music, musicians. We were farmers. I come from a very small farm community called Merlin, Ontario, just across from the Windsor-Detroit border. And the town is of about 500 people, but we were farmers. And then my parents, though, also played music. And so they had their bands, and they would play the Moose Lodge or the, you know, Kinsmen and Connect Club or the dances and weddings and a couple of the little small clubs that were around the area. So I grew up in it, you know, and we always around the kitchen table on Saturday night, if they weren't doing a show, someone would bring out the guitar and the accordion. You know, my mom played bass, my dad played guitar, but my mom also could play accordion, and my mom also played acoustic guitar, and so I was just raised around it. And I started my first performance that I did, it was in grade 7, with my mom on bass, my brother on guitar, and me on the drums. I started out playing the drums, and so Karen Carpenter certainly was a big influence. And, you know, so I just always played music.
Well, things really took off for you big time in the 90s, especially with that third album, Now and Then. Take It Like a Man, that song blew up, not just in Canada, but in the tough U.S. market. When you were recording it, did you have any clue it was going to be that big?
I loved Take It Like a Man. The first time I heard it, I was like, that's perfect for me because it really combines that country and that Motown. You know, Take It Like a Man's got the coolest groove, and it's country, you know. And I loved it the first time I heard it and couldn't wait to add it to my record in the studio and record it. And, you know, I don't know if you can really know for sure what is going to happen to a song. I just remember really loving it.
I'm so glad I get to talk to you because I've always wanted to ask you about your song, He Would Be 16. Pretty deep song, bit risky, I guess, for conservative country radio back then. Why did you choose to record that?
I actually did not want to record that song. You know, this song is about adoption, and I've never had to make those kinds of decisions. But I realized the courage that it, when I was listening to it, thinking the courage that it takes and, you know, to make that decision for any woman, and certainly men that are involved as well that have to come and sit down and have those conversations. But I opted to bring it out on the road. I said to the label, let me play this for some audiences live before we decide to go in the studio. And I have to tell you, Garth, the response to that was so overwhelming. It kind of really threw me because I didn't think an audience really wanted to hear a song of such, you know, such sorrow and pain, really, when you're wondering how your child is doing and if they, you know, think about you and that sort of thing. But the response was absolutely overwhelming, and people have shared so many stories with me, and adopted children have come up to me and shared their story. And, you know, I finally met my mom, or, you know, I've never met my mom or dad, but I'm really thankful that I'm here, and those kinds of conversations, you know.
You were mentioning when you talk to fans, they bring up their own personal experiences. Does that ever kind of blow you away that you're thinking, man, it was just a song, like, you know, it was important, but I didn't realize how deeply it touched some people?
Yeah, right now I'm getting emotional. Isn't that crazy? Just thinking about it, because I've hugged a lot of fans that have come to me and just said, thank you for that song, you know, and here's my story. And it's so powerful. And I do music because it affects me too. You know, I relate to music and it makes me happy or makes me, you know, yearn for a love I've lost or hoping for us to find the love I want or whatever. Thankfully I've been happily married for 21 years. So, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, I can remember growing up and listening to lyrics were such a powerful thing for me as a young woman growing up. And I understand it, and it does blow me away, but I totally understand it.
When things were really taking off back in the day, did you have time to actually enjoy the ride, or was it just all happening so fast that you just, I don't know, missed letting some of those moments have time to sink in?
You know, I enjoyed it tremendously, and it took me a long time to get to the point where I got in my career, and I enjoyed a lot of it. But there is no doubt that what ends up happening is you end up getting exhausted. And there were times when I was just exhausted, and I just had to say, okay, we've got to, I need a couple of weeks here to reboot. And so, you know, I was old enough to be able to ask for that, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like I wasn't a kid anymore. I was an adult that knew I got to take a little bit of a break here. And so I managed to find the balance pretty good, but there were definitely times when I was just wore out.
Well, we've both been working in the business, I guess, on opposite ends of the stick. You were making the songs, and I was playing them on the radio. Thinking back to those days, you know, paying your dues, isn't it weird that nowadays some kid can play a song recorded on their phone using some app and blow up on TikTok, and next thing you know, they're a big star?
Yes, it is a very interesting time, isn't it? And, you know, I'm not sure that my way is any better than the way it's happening now. I do wonder, quite honestly, like here I am 42 years later doing one of the biggest tours I've done in a number of years. I'm not really sure that that type of career is going to be there anymore for people coming into the business now. But it is really interesting how different things are. So it is what it is. And hopefully those young people that are sort of finding that success really quickly are able to manage it.
Well, speaking of the new music, who are you digging right now? Like,
I'm a big Tennille Towns fan, absolutely. He's kind of the first person that comes to mind.
Yeah.
I think that Brett Kessel is just a dynamite. He's passionate, and he has pursued his career, and he has worked very, very hard at developing the type of career that he has. I think it's pretty impressive.
You mentioned Tennille. Are you happy? I guess you would be, seeing so many women these days having such incredible success in country music.
For me, I had always just wanted to see some balance, you know, going on. And so I am certainly happy and thrilled. You know, when I was coming up, you know, we had so many of us girls out there, Kathy Mattea and Patti Loveless and Winona and Faith and Martina. And I mean, on and on. There were a lot of girls on the charts at that time. And then it just seemed to shift somehow. And so it was really nice to see the girls having a share of the radio airwaves.
So when you're not in the studio or on a tour or bus, what do you like to do in your downtime? What does Michelle Wright just like to do when you're at home?
My husband runs his business from our home, and that keeps us very busy. So I help him a lot with that. And I also just love to get together with my friends, just go to a movie or go have dinner or go hang out on somebody's back porch and hang out. That's another thing that I really love to do.
Well, you've toured for years. You're going on a big one right now. If you could wave a wand and pick someone to tour with that would be your dream, who would that be?
I guess Keith Urban comes to mind because I'm such a fan of his. To pick a dream one is hard because there's so many good artists out there. Bonnie Raitt might be even above Keith. I'm such a Bonnie Raitt fan. I would love to just hang out with her for a minute or two. Those are a couple of thoughts that come to mind.
Well, you're going to be hanging out with a couple of cool dudes, Doc Walker and Jason McCoy, on the Great Canadian Road Trip. How did that come about?
The way it came together was that we're basically booked by the same booking agent. And they just approached us and said, you know, is this something you guys would like to do? I said, yep. And they said, yep. And next thing you know, we're on the phone having Zoom conversations and trying to figure out how we can make it happen. And it really was that simple.
Well, you've got a new album as well, Milestone, a bunch of new songs. But it also has a remake, I guess we'd call it, Take It Like a Man. Why did you choose to do that?
Well, the Milestone album is the celebration of the 30th anniversary of the release of Take It Like a Man. And the reason that we re-recorded Take It Like a Man, sonically fresher, you know, when you listen to the sonics of today's music and the sonics from that song 30 years ago, though it is, I think it's a timeless song, it just sounds a lot brighter and a lot more competitive, I guess I should say, on today's, you know, format. So when you guys decide to play it, you've got a nice fresh recording of it.
That balance between, you know, having that opportunity to take that song to a different place now that you've lived with it for all these years. But yet, if you change it too much, the fans are going to go, wait a minute, I like that song the way that I always remember it.
And it is exactly the same, just a little fresher sounding, that's all.
Well, we're going to be happy to hear it when you stop in our area. You've got shows in North Battleford on the 27th, Prince Albert on the 28th, and we can't wait to see the show.
Well, thank you so much. I'll tell you what, you will not be disappointed. You will have a wonderful time. Jason McCoy is a fabulous entertainer. Doc Walker, they're just a blast. And we're just having fun, you know. That's the bottom line, and playing some great songs, and the band is fabulous, and we're out there on the tour bus together just carrying on and having the best time.
Well, Michelle, it has been a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for taking so much time to visit with us today. All the best on the tour, and can't wait to see it.
Thank you, Garth. I appreciate it.